Well, on July 1st, Vince Peterson became the fourth president of the U.S. Wheat Associates since the organization was formed in 1980 by the merger of Great Plains Wheat and Western Wheat Associates. Peterson replaced Alan Tracy, who retired as president after 20 years. Now, Tracy will serve as a senior advisor with the organization for the foreseeable future. Now, Peterson says his early career as a grain trader and 32 years with U.S. Wheat Associates were good preparation for leading the organization.
No, it's been a long journey. It's been 32 years with U.S. Wheat Associates to get to this point, and that even came with about 10 or 12 years of grain trade and wheat flour milling experience in the industry before coming to U.S. Wheat. So in that process, I've been with a grain export company, with a flour milling company, and then in about four or five different capacities with U.S. Wheat. Two of those were overseas, 3 years in the Middle East, about 11 years in Europe, and two different stints in the D.C. office here. One is what we called at the time Vice President of Marketing, which that job doesn't exactly exist anymore. And then for the last 12 years as the Vice President of Overseas Operations, overseeing all of our 15 overseas offices. So I think our board of directors decided the only way they're going to ever get rid of me was maybe just to promote me into the last job and give me the opportunity to see that finally through.
Well, he says following in the footsteps of Alan Tracy is no easy task, but sees a lot of opportunity in serving the industry by guiding a transition in the U.S. Wheat Associates team.
So when I look at my opportunity here, that is to see through sort of, let's say, the graduation of the senior generation in U.S. Wheat. And that's a very big group of senior staff that have been for a long time, including myself in that, and the transition over into a fully new, younger generation, the next group that we can hand this industry and business over to that can sort of find those opportunities and take the whole industry in the next decade and two and three out that the rest of us have done in the meantime. And
well, with dedicated support from farmers, state wheat commissions, and USDA Foreign Ag Service export promotion programs, Peterson says U.S. Wheat Associates has fostered international demand for U.S. wheat through productive relationships with the world's flour millers and bakers.
In fact, part of that retention that we've had with employees, we've been able to keep people in foreign offices and placed overseas, both foreign national citizens and U.S. American citizens that are overseas and living and working in places that have just become ingrained in the countries, in the industries, and with our customers. And I really do believe that's one of the most solid pillars of the organization, is being able to maintain that and then fill that in and keep it going as the years go on, so we don't lose any ground there. But I think, frankly, for me, I think even the U.S. Wheat Board of Directors, by taking the decision to ask me to step in a closed in-house change of the guard, is somewhat of a sign that the board thinks that the company's pretty much on the right track. I mean, we're not way off the rails somewhere. We're on a good positive track for the future, and I think they've given me the opportunity to do that is a compliment to all of those people overseas that have established those relationships for all of these years.
Now, Peterson's optimistic about the opportunities to strengthen the organization's work with overseas customers as he starts his tenure as president.
Frankly, even one of the things we're doing looking forward a little bit is that the gentleman replacing me in this job, my current job, is going to be Mark Fowler, who comes as a recent president of Farmer Direct Foods, which is a U.S. farmer-owned cooperative flour milling operation in Kansas. But he also worked then for Kansas State University in their education department in milling. He's been a milling consultant. So even a guy like that is going to bring a great depth of technical experience, not only in himself, but being able to look at customers' needs and see what they need and make those decisions going forward. So it's a vital key area of our work with our customers, making that tie between the product and how it's used and processed in those countries.
Well, the U.S. Wheat Associates Board of Directors will recognize Tracy's retirement and welcome Peterson as the organization's new president during its annual meeting. It starts Sunday, goes through the 11th through Tuesday at Annapolis, Maryland. We'll take a break. And when we come back, well, the House has passed another bill. We'll talk about that right after this.